You are now tuned in. Let's go to the Queen of the Trap podcast.
Class and session, bitches.
What's poppin'? You already know who it is. It's your man's favorite DJ, DJ K-Dev here, host of the Queen of the Trap podcast with another one-on-one exclusive interview. And I'm here with a special guest today. We have been waiting a long time to do this. We have New Jersey's very own Pressure Online. How are you today?
Factual. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm finally so glad to have you here.
I'm starstruck. Let's get it.
We have been anticipating this interview for so long, but I finally got you in person. So
thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you in person.
Same to you.
Thank you. So who is Pressure Online? What part of Jersey do you come from?
So for those who don't know, my name is Pressure, aka PressureOnline.com. Whoop. I've been my slogan for the longest. I'm a recording artist, songwriter, videographer, graphic designer. People don't believe me, but one stop shop. Been putting in work for like about 15 years in the game.
Okay.
And from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Nice.
Big Jersey.
Very nice. We always be in Jersey, you know that. Yep. So what was life like growing up in Jersey? Like in your part of Jersey?
Jersey is interesting. Why is it interesting? Because it's like a boiling pot of a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different walks of life. At the same time, depending on who you are, that determines how far you go, right? Because everybody don't go everywhere in certain areas, you know what I mean? But being someone that's neutral and highly respected, just like I respect others, you know, I got to see a lot of different walks of life in Jersey. And it was fairly difficult in the sense of, like, financially, obviously. Like, majority of areas that you grow up in, like, urban environments, you know, that comes with it, you know, the violence and all that. But one thing I would say is everything is about making choices, and you know, that also determines your outcome.
No, absolutely. Also, I just remembered this. We have a guest with us too, who is
the
just
Cannon.
Sitting in. Introduce yourself.
I'm G Cannon 3 Millie. What's up with y'all?
Hey, yeah, so he brought a guest down. He's just sitting in with us today, but I forgot to, you know, introduce him as well. So what was life like for you growing up? Like, did you finish college? Did you finish high school? You know, do you live with your parents? Did you play any sports or anything like that?
Well, growing up, I started recording music when I was like 11.
Okay.
12, like just messing around. So what I would say is it was like growing up in Jersey City was smooth for me. And it was smooth because I literally, you know, like the environment I grew up in, everybody was like family.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you wasn't on your high horse, somebody would, you know, like get you in line. So it was definitely one of those type of situations. Like it was just all family. Yeah, I would say that.
Nice. Do you play any sports? Did you go to college?
Crazy, right? No, I didn't go to college. Okay. I was going to get to that. I never went to college. I actually attempted to.
Okay.
For audio production, but I didn't because a lot of things I like learned on my own, and this is when YouTube tutorials was hitting, so I was learning so much on my own, I felt like I didn't need to, you know. Not saying that if a person want to go to discourage that, but yeah, I learned a lot on my own, and I was like, you know, with the resources and connections I gained, I didn't feel the need to go, you know. But sports, you know, I did certain things, Boys and Girls Club, like community and all that, but I was more heavy into bowling. Like, that's like my little hobby on the side.
Oh, nice. I love bowling. I love drunk bowling. I'm not going to lie. That's my thing. That is my thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
Fire.
But so if it has in any way, shape, or form, how would you say that Jersey has changed from when you were younger to now? If it has. If it hasn't, I mean.
Okay, I say this. When I was growing up, it was a lot of, like, parties and the projects, like, where I'm from. You know, people having house parties. And it was one of those type of settings where violence wasn't at an all-time high. Social media wasn't at an all-time high. So, you know, everything that you was doing had to be, like, word of mouth. Like, you had to put in footwork for a lot of things.
Street
now,
work.
It's different. You know, now you have access to things that you normally wouldn't. So, it's how to say this? It's like I would just say it's more of a challenge now, you know, because you have to like, how to say this, man? I'm trying to make sure I put this in like the right text. Growing up, you put in the footwork to get your name. Now it's kind of like everybody has the same access you have. Yep. So it makes it more traffic. Especially that's
those,
what I was trying to put it.
Blue checks nowadays.
Oh, I mean. Yes. I was, somebody told me about that the other day.
Yeah, we'll it's talk cool. about it's cool, that though. Stuff another day.
I love it.
Now, what kind of music did you listen to, like, when you were growing up? Like, what was your, like, on your playlist back then?
Oh, back then, heavy G-Unit fan.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to 50. Shout out
Banks.
Banks, yep.
That's my guy right there, yep. Man. Yeah, I was heavy on G-Unit, but besides that, like, my mother cleaning the house and all that when I was younger.
Yeah.
Man, I was listening to a lot of throwback oldies, like a lot of the older Bad Boy, a lot of the Mary J. Blige, okay. Like the 90 records. Like,
let's see, your mom liked that music.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
R&B was my thing growing up. Like,
did you
90s.
Come from a family of like music people or?
Ironically, no.
No? Oh, wow.
I mean, there's people that spread it out that obviously tried it, but have they made a career out of it or took it serious? Like, no. Like, okay. I'm the first.
Now, who would you say nowadays is, like, your top three on your playlist? Like, who are you listening to the most nowadays? Mm. Aside from yourself, because, you know, you're an artist, but.
I'd definitely say J. Cole.
Okay.
Meek Mill. I'm trying to think of who else is in the mix. I'm rocking with Dirk too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm rocking with Lil Dirk.
We all love Lil Dirk. We all love him. So now you said that you started making music at 11, or you started like writing and stuff like that. Now,
yep.
How would you say your career finally took off? Like, when did you like believe, okay, I made it?
Mm.
Or, you know, I'm in this industry now.
I was like 14, 15.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
My mother was co-workers with a guy named Joey Lightfingers, and he was a part of a multi-platinum producing group. They was called the Dream Team. Okay. And they had took me in and like helped me like learn how to put records together because I was doing nothing but freestyles growing up.
Okay.
Yeah, so when they took me in and they put me on records with like Ransom and other people, then I started working with Loaded Lux and just a lot of different people that I did records with that.
I'm going to ask you that question a little bit too, but it's okay.
They definitely introduced me to a different walk of life, and I was like, wow, like by 15, 16, I was still in high school.
That's
when I'm like 10th grade, 11th grade, and yeah, being on cooking shows, the pilots of hip-hop game shows, a lot of things I was, like, a part of young that I was like, yeah, I'm in.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's
I
on
like
YouTube,
that.
Too. Yeah. Okay. My name is Lil Pressure, though.
Ah, all right.
You search that, you'll find it.
I'm going to have to go look that up. I'm definitely going to have to. So what would you say, like, your music style is like? Like, what kind of music do you put out?
My music is authentic. It's just like it's transparent, like the project.
Okay.
It's very.
I'm gonna ask you that question next.
Yeah. It's it's very authentic. Like I'm true to myself. I like to, say it's like a conscious bounce. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna keep it real with you, but at the same time, it's not slowed and dragged out. You know, like it's fun. You know.
Yeah.
And then another side of it is like just relationship stuff. You know. You know, just kicking that real game.
Okay. Yeah. Now, married, single, have kids, any of those things? Because he brought up relationships and we're talking music, so.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
You know, special person.
Nice.
Special person
very
in my life.
Nice.
Yeah. Not married yet.
All right. Now, as far as projects, how many projects would you say that you have out since, you know, you started? And what would be like your favorite project that you worked on or your favorite track? and why?
I definitely have at least like 12 to like 14 mixtapes.
Okay.
Like just all industry beats, freestyles.
And they're on all platforms?
Nah, they back on like that, Piff and all that type stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the OG shit. All right. I heard that they got rid of
I heard of it too, but I don't think it's official.
I don't think it's official neither.
I did two projects, Fear, Transparent, and Silent Screams also. So I got two albums and one EP.
Okay.
What would be my favorite? Wow.
And why?
Every song means something different to me. Wow.
What was the most heartfelt or what was the most fun project you put together?
The most fun project would have definitely, I would say, be Transparent.
Because okay.
It's only four joints, and I never did a short project ever. So it opened my eyes up to, like, get straight to the point. It was challenging, you know? Because when you do a full album, you got enough space to do different types of records. This time, I had a motive, and I was like, nah, I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell how I feel. But one of the most heartfelt records I have, it has to be between a record I have called March 29th that I did talking about the day my lung collapsed. And then the other record might got to be called Regrets. Regrets was on Fear as well. And that song is basically talking about a friend of mine that had passed away and we weren't on good terms. And I didn't get a chance to apologize before that happened to her. So those two are like the most heartfelt records I ever wrote.
That's like one of my biggest fears in life is like somebody so close to you and you're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's life, you know? Like,
but wait, I want to hear about the lung collapsing thing. Talk about it if you want.
Yeah, for sure. So back in 2017, March 29th, it's like a new holiday for me now. I was picking up my siblings from school and I was going to drop them off at my mom's house. And as I was jogging up the steps my mom's at, like my chest felt loose, like crazy. I didn't know what was going on. And I went up in there and my cousin Taylor Port was there. She was at my mother's house that day. And I was just telling her, like, I feel a little crazy. Yeah. But I called my grandmother. I tell my grandmother, I don't know why I called my grandmother, but I called her, right?
Okay.
She like, don't go to sleep. And for me, I was going to lay down and like, let me relax.
Concussions.
She told me don't do that. So when I told my cousin about it, she's like, let's go to the hospital. I'll go with you. I'm like, all right. Me, I feel like every time I go to the hospital, I start feeling better because I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. And I used to work in the hospital for 6 years.
Wow. So we get there. They run EKG. You know what I'm saying? They do the x-ray, blood work. They just trying to see. They don't find nothing, right? Nothing. I'm ready to go home. It's a nurse in there. I forgot her name. She was gorgeous. Like, she was cool. Like, she was just sitting there chopping it up with me. And she's like, something's just not right, though. Like, if you feel this and the test not showing this. And she's like, do you mind if I do an ultrasound on your chest? In my mind, I'm like, that's for pregnant women. Why are we doing that?
No, it's not.
So check. You know, at this time, I'm uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 22 when this happened, 23. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I love to do what she do because I thought she was bad.
You can touch me.
So she put the gel on my chest, and she using the machine, and she looking for my heart. My heart is not in place. It's not where it should be.
No way.
She goes lower, and she sees my heart, like, lower than my chest. She was looking like, that's not supposed to be like that. I told her I was shy. I said, maybe it's hiding from you.
Aww. Right?
Just mad jokes, right?
Yeah.
But when they did that, they ran another test. I forgot what it was. But she saved me, though, because if it wasn't for her, I would have went home because they would have let me go. She must have been up on game. And they ran that other test, and they seen that I had air trapped in my chest that separated my lung from the wall, and it allowed fluid to get around. And that's what was hugging my lung, and it was like slowly collapsing. Like
that is so crazy.
And I never smoked before either.
And I love the fact that somebody else actually like looked into what you know you had going on because I had a similar when I was actually in nursing school. This kid, now he didn't tell us any of this, but he was like, "Go ahead, use me as a dummy to do an EKG." So we put the EKG stuff on him. We can't even find his heartbeat. Little did we know, he was born with his heart on the opposite side of his body. So we're sitting there like, what? So it always takes somebody to double check what the hell is going on. So I'm really glad that somebody did that for you. And I'm like, those are learning experiences. And yeah, man.
Just thinking about that, that's ill.
That one in a million chances for things like that to happen.
Yeah, he's special.
And we were like, what the hell's going on? Like, why isn't your heart beating? And then he told us, and he was like, now check the other side. And we were like, that is so crazy. So that is amazing that somebody actually went back and looked, you know, into you. Like, I like that. Now, what would you say is the hardest part of working in this industry, and what is the most rewarding part of working in this industry?
The hardest part about working in this industry to me is the fact that every day there's 10,000 of songs being uploaded. So it's not necessarily that it's more competition out there. It's just more of a clouded route to get to where you need to go. The relationships that you have to exercise, right? You got to keep working on them, because it's not that people forget about you, but it's also like people got to pay bills, you know what I mean? So everything has to make sense, and you have to physically be places, meeting people, shaking hands and all that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but social media makes it a little challenging, because some people have social relationships, you know what I mean, online. And then also it keeps people together, and sometimes it makes people feel like some people hate the social media era. You know what I mean? So I would say that that's a difficult part, you know, with it being traffic, you know. One of the most rewarding parts, moving over to the director side, knowing how to do camera work and to add value to other people's situation, it's like a major key, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can go anywhere. Like, that's the beauty of, like, that side.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. Now, you did mention a couple of names, but who are some names that you have worked with already in this industry? Now, I also know, and shout out to Big Seven, because, you know, you told me that you guys are related, and so he's your cousin. Shout out to Big Seven.
Right, yep.
And his artist.
Trace A. Seven,
I can never say it right, but bitch, stop playing with me. I love that song.
Factual.
But so who are some people that you've worked with, or, you know, projects with?
Songs with?
Yeah, performed with.
Familiar, as I mentioned, Loaded Lux, Murder Mook.
Okay.
Bow Wow. Actually, I'm on a record with Bow Wow.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I was on someone else's record that they got him for the feature, and they put me on the record. They let me put it out, too.
Actually, he's going to be down this Saturday in Alabama at my CEO, Heavy Hitter DJ New Era's.
I know New Era.
Yeah, so he's going to, Bow Wow is going to be over there this weekend, which is
That's dope. It's a couple people, though. Fred the Godson, oh my gosh. Rest in peace, Fred the Godson. Yes. Man, him got an unreleased record. Me and him and Ransom, I got records with a lot of people that ain't even put out.
Ooh, you need to hand them over to me, mister.
Yo, it's a lot.
This be hard getting records from you, like,
really?
All of you guys.
Gosh.
I have the most difficulty getting drops and records from everybody.
I'm trying
but,
to do better.
But no, we gonna get some stuff. Don't
For sure.
worry. Now, if there was three people watching this right now, three people that you've never worked with and you would love the opportunity to work with them or the chance, who would those three people be?
In the industry?
Yeah. Maybe they don't have to be in the industry.
I definitely, and I always say this, but I definitely like to work with J. Cole. I really respect his pen game.
Okay.
It's a lot of people that I really like. To narrow it down to three, I want to throw a singer in there just so I'm moving around. What's the girl name? And I like this girl, man. Her joints is fire. No, never mind. I'm gonna leave her out.
All right.
I'll definitely say I rock with Alicia Keys. She different.
Yeah, she is
a tone different. She
her and Swiss Beats, like, they're like the perfect match too.
Yeah, I like Alicia for sure. Like, she legendary. And one of my favorite rappers, Lloyd Banks. I gotta get one in with him. Like, most definitely.
Yeah,
he different.
Now, aside from music stuff, what other business ventures do you have going on?
Well, I have a production company, so with Pressure Online Media, filming not only music videos, filming weddings, sweet 16s, family events, club events, you know. So yeah, that's one of my other.
I started doing that myself too with the video.
Oh yeah, so. It's fun.
I know, I love it.
It's fun.
Just pulling up to events.
Shout out DJ Wala too, man.
Ah, shout out to Wala. I still need a video drop, mister. My CEO did ask for one.
I'm gonna get you right.
Yes, give me a drop from him. I would appreciate that.
For sure.
So what would you say is next for you? Like, what else? What do you want to do? What do you, where do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years?
Well, next 5-10 years, beating up that Billboard chart, you know, that time coming. We got to get on that number one Billboard, you know?
Yes.
Even taking the production company that I have and really making an establishment where I'm able to, like, start having short films shot and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, movies, getting into, like, Sundance Film Festivals.
Oh,
yeah, we want to do big stuff.
Do you know about Ab One in Jersey? Because I've done a couple. So last year I was supposed to host. He does films and everything like that. And I hosted a part. I was supposed to host like a Zoom thing for him, but the Zoom got messed up. But he's always doing films. You should definitely get involved.
I'll
give you his contact.
Definitely.
He's a big person in Jersey too. But that would be dope.
Definitely, yeah. Like, I'm trying to merge over because I already done beat the music video scene up. Like, I work with a lot of people. Oh, damn, I forgot to mention 2 Milly. 2 Milly's another one here.
Oh!
Yeah. So after he did Milly Rock, he got on one of my records.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, that's my guy, too, man. Oh, my gosh. Because I work with so many people, I'd be, like, forgetting. But
trust and believe. I know what you
mean. Yeah, I was doing music videos like crazy, but I definitely, like, capturing other people moments that are, like, once in a lifetime. Like weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that means so much more to me because me being a selfless person, like, I love to see a person's, like, expression when they get their pictures back or video. So, you know, shout out to my guy Eddie, though. That's my main cameraman.
Aw, that's awesome. So is there anything else that, like, we didn't talk about today that, you know, you want to share with my followers, the people that watch this?
For sure. Well, if you tuned into the Queen of the Trap, you definitely got to go on that Spotify, that Apple Music, Tidal, whatever you got, and pull up that Pressure Online Transparent EP. It's only 4 joints,
yeah.
10 minutes of your time. The streets say it's the hottest out right now. So, you know, got that Green Ranger video out.
Yes.
You know what
yes,
I mean? So
too.
Check that out.
Nice. So what other outlets can we find you on? You said you have a website and everything. Do you want to plug in your website?
It's under construction.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we're going to get to
he'll
that.
Give you the website when he's ready.
For sure.
You're on all platforms and everything.
Yes. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You can just Google Pressure Online. One word, everything spelled regular, Pressure Online.
Pressure Online.
And everything going to come up that you need.
Hey,
connected.
I am so glad that we did this today. And
I'm happy
thank you
too.
For coming down.
All day.
We have been waiting so long to do this interview.
So long. How long now?
About? I think it was almost, it's got to be like a year and a half, 2 years now, to be quite honest.
Slightly after the pandemic. That makes sense.
I started these back 2 years ago, and you're number 34 now. You're episode 34.
Wow.
So
34, like,
I think you were supposed to. I think you were supposed to honestly be like right after Crutch Calhoun, because I was supposed to do Crutch.
I do.
And I did him.
And you did the other guy, the artist from New York, the guy. I remember I seen it at that time, and we was talking around that time about doing it.
Lirivelli.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I did him right after, and also I was supposed to do DJ Noso, but...
Oh, wow.
That's my guy. So, not for nothing, if you didn't know, I was actually supposed to, before the pandemic happened, well, no, during the pandemic, I guess, I was supposed to go to the Survival 2.0 tour, and I was supposed to shadow DJ Noso as a DJ while Dave East, Millie's, and all that, performing. So I was going to do all that with them, and then the corona, like, happened, so we canceled the whole entire tour. But it took later on for, like, you know, us to plug each other. And then, like, you know, I learned about you and stuff. So I'm finally glad to have you on here.
Yeah, I'm so happy,
and I'm
going
to have to pull up on you out in Jersey, because I'm in Jersey all the time.
I'm always outside. I don't know how we miss each other, but we got to make it happen.
So, like, before we get off this stuff, we were supposed to, I pulled up to a Hot 97 event the other day. Shout out to DJ Hot Rod. Spazzo. Yes. Who else is there? Funk Flex was supposed to show up. I don't know if he ever did. But what's his face? Mendici showed up that night.
And I
missed it because I'm an early bird. Like, I don't like to stay places past 1, 2 o'clock. Especially if I'm in New York City, because it's a long drive, as you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're doing it again this Friday, too, tomorrow.
They're doing
it again, so don't wear a hat. Don't wear a such.
Oh, yeah. That's what turned us around.
That's what turned you guys around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they dress cool crazy.
I was in there already. And then he was like, I'm supposed to go to this event. And I'm like, I'm literally inside right now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Pooh was on our way, man. I was tight. I was like, what? He read the joint. I was like, oh, man. And I want to show Spazzo love, because he's been showing me love, like, playing the Green Ranger, like, week after week on Hot 97. So I got to pull up on
him. I just met him in person for the first time on Friday. And I spoke to him after the fact, and he was like, not for nothing, like, you introduced yourself as, you know, DJ K-Dev, but I just thought you were some, he's like, I didn't even know you were, like, really out there like that. So shout out to, you know, it takes going out to these events and connecting people for people to, like, put a face to the name and see what you do and stuff like that.
You put in work.
And that's why I'm glad that we did this.
Same to you, too. Like,
we could have did this over Zoom. We could have just got
it. I told you when you hit me, I said.
You were like, no, I'm not doing it over Zoom.
No,
because it's an in-person interview. So
it has to
be. Got it done.
I'm so thankful.
Thank you again. This is the Queen of the Trap podcast. I'm DJ K-Dev. This is Pressure Online. And we are out.
Boom. Keep that fitted cap low. You know the movement.
Yeah.